it's a loaded question. Yeah. I guess I've been looking for meaning in life ever since I've been on the planet, and yeah. I found that when you're your authentic self, you stop seeking self-seeking desires, stop trying to amass wealth or power, all these things, and you yeah. begin to realise that actually serving other people is where real joy is.
All great thoughts are conceived by walking. In this Echo Walks podcast, we're going to be exploring those thoughts of some really interesting people. We're going to be talking about their passions, how they became the people that they were, and where they hope to walk to next. I'm Stevie Johnson, and I hope you'll take a walk with me. Today, we're here with Josh Godfrey, an emerging star creator with a big presence on TikTok. You might recognize him from the most recent autumn winter Echo shoot with his wife, Gabby. Josh, lovely to meet you today.
Nice to see you today.
Yeah. Great to learn a little bit more about you. I know that you grew up in Portsmouth, not a million miles from here.
No, not too far.
How was that?
It was enjoyable. It's beautiful there. We've got the beach, and I had a great upbringing, actually. Yeah. I got into skateboarding, got into a little bit of trouble in my teenage years, but yeah, it was a good childhood.
Yeah. And then I know in a previous career, you've worked with adults with learning difficulties and autism, children with trauma.
Yes.
What made you kind of take that path?
I guess through my teenage years, I was absolutely bored and sick to the back teeth of being selfish and wanted to actually go and help and serve other people. And I actually found joy in that.
Okay, great. And you recently became a stepfather. So has your previous experience helped with that transition with Matty having married Gabby, knowing that he's kind of got learning difficulties as well?
Yeah.
Or is it different now because he's family and it's not a job?
At the end of the day, he's a human being that I've got to get to know and build a deeper relationship with and love. So that's first and foremost. But understanding the mind and giving myself to go into his world and learn about him. I mean, I got that from working with adults with autism. So I guess that does transfer in a way.
Great. And I guess, obviously, Gabby must find it an amazing kind of support with your knowledge and experience in that space.
Yeah. I mean, she'd done amazing on her own and as loved the boy unconditionally, but with two people involved, obviously it brings a different side to things. I've got my own skills and my own inspiration to bring into his life to try and inspire him to be
amazing.
The best he can be.
Yeah, wonderful. No, that sounds incredible. And so what's made you want to make that shift from that previous career into content creation?
That's a good question. I worked solidly with people with challenging behavior and complex needs for 10 years straight. And it was quite anti-social hours, so I never had a rest. And I had something creative in me that I wanted to get out. I just didn't know how or what that looked like. And I eventually was exhausted after 10 years of supporting
people. I can
imagine
incredibly challenging, like always on at every time.
So after that, I don't know, I was given an opportunity to sit and think, actually, what do I want to do next? Social media gives me an opportunity to become creative.
Amazing. And what image do you want to portray of yourself on social media now?
that's a hard one because everybody's got a different image and thinks something else and defines me by my videos or sees me as something. It's up to them. But I guess I just want to be my authentic self. I'm not trying to adhere to any type of being. I'm just expressing myself. Sometimes that provokes people, but I guess that's the nature of doing it.
Now, obviously, with social media, the negative side of it can come negative comments and so on. How do you feel like you're going to, as a new influencer, react to that kind of negative sentiment, which can happen?
Well, I accept that everyone's got their own opinion. And as soon as I accept it, I unburden myself from reacting to it. Yeah. And I worked with people that abused me for 10 years, and I know that it's not personal. So I allow people to express themselves in whatever way they want, and I continue doing my thing. So I guess if I keep my eye on being creative, my eyes on negative comments of what other people think of me.
Yeah, so. And I mean, you touched on there, obviously, the experience you had of working with people that abused you for 10 years. What did that day-to-day life look like when you were in that role?
So I worked in a residential home for adults with autism and mental health problems, schizophrenia and psychosis. Yeah. So when I was there, I was helping these adults come to terms with the daily routines in life, whether that would be personal care or managing their emotions or managing their finances even. And also giving them a kind of a rich experience of life, improving their quality of life so that they can experience things like me and you do. But obviously they don't have the ability to do so. So I was there to support them to do that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, completely fascinating. And, you know, I take my hat off to you for that kind of stuff. And I guess moving now into kind of the content creation space, how supportive was the likes of Gabby, your family, when you spoke to them about wanting to make that change and quit your day to day in order to focus on this?
My family were a bit confused. I don't think they understand it fully yet.
Yeah.
Gabby obviously was a massive support. She was the one that urged me to do it. She saw something that I didn't, and I thought it was outrageous doing it. I didn't have any social media until I started doing this. So it was a foreign world to me.
Yeah.
But Gabby's been, she's been almost like my manager, telling me, teaching me about this world and how to express myself on it. She's been amazing.
It's nice to have someone in the household that can be supportive, that's been there, done that.
Absolutely.
Knows the right questions to ask when people want
it's almost
from
priceless,
you and everything.
That's
amazing. So TikTok's your main channel. What type of content are you, for the listeners and the viewers, what type of content are you creating on TikTok?
I'm doing Get Ready With Me, I do a daily styling video. I just put on my daily outfits. I guess what's a bit different is that I speak my mind, and I enjoy
it's a good thing. At times
you'd think it would be. It's received in all sort of different manner. But I guess I'm a bit creative with my words. I'm trying to poke at kind of a deeper level of life that I see with my eyes, and that's a bit confusing to people sometimes. But I enjoy myself.
Great. And I'm sure there's a community, you know, being built right now, you know, online of people that are enjoying that content. You've obviously seen some great success with TikTok. Are there other platforms that you want to venture out into, or do you going to stay?
TikTok is my main avenue of expression at the moment, but I want to move to Instagram. I'm pulling everything together at the moment and kind of organizing myself into this new transition, into this new career. It is an entirely new world for me. I'm still kind of gauging where I'm at, so to speak.
And TikTok now, I mean, obviously it's had huge success as a platform. What works for you on TikTok? Why is that the main platform that you think is best to get your message across? And
I guess TikTok appears less aesthetic than Instagram. So it's a bit more raw, it's a bit more the limitations don't seem to be there in the way in which I see with Instagram, but maybe that's a delusion anyway, I don't know. But I feel more accepted on TikTok to a degree.
And do you know what, I think that's actually, you almost brush that off being like, maybe it's because I feel more accepted. But I think that's such an important part of social media, those online communities as well, because there are people out there that want to engage with individuals, that want to see that type of content.
Yes.
And it is a form of acceptance.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense.
At times it feels like on Instagram it's almost like a perfected advert of a place, which, and there's nothing wrong with that. It just, for a more raw expression, I think TikTok serves for that.
Yeah, and I think as well, that's why we're seeing, especially kind of the younger millennials and the Gen Z demographic as well, really enjoy kind of TikTok as a platform. There are other ones like Be Real and so on, where people can just be their true selves. None of the overly curated side of things, and really get to know someone. So no, that's really fascinating. I want to talk a bit about Echo now, and obviously you've been part of the autumn winter campaign. We're doing this Echo Walks together now. What are your thoughts of, you know, or what excites you most when you realise you're going to work with the brand?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of businesses out there, a lot of companies out there that just seem to be charging through the earth and destroying things as they go. And when I looked at Echo and learned about Echo, I was quite inspired. Their vision for sustainability and zero waste, and they've set themselves targets. And the way they're making their leather with the lack of saving water, so to speak. All of these things I think are something to get behind.
Definitely.
I mean, I was inspired by that.
So is that sustainability message important for you then, and
it's great
that you align with brands that kind of push out that.
Yeah, it's growing more and more important to me. I think I'm on a learning journey with regards to it, and learning about the impacts that different brands are having on our environment. So learning about what Echo are doing has enlightened me to see actually what are other companies doing too.
Great. No, I completely agree, and I think, you know, maybe that's something that can then tie into more of your fashion content as well.
I mean, a lot of my fashion content, a lot of my clothes I get from charity shops, thrift stores. I'm always looking for bargains there, and it is sustainable. So bringing that in and making that maybe seem more acceptable, I think, it works.
Great. And what, so in your content creator career to date, obviously I know it's very short-lived at the moment, but what has there been a specific video that you've seen the most success on, or that's gone viral?
Yeah, I mean, quite a few of them have gone viral. I wouldn't say whether it was for successful reasons, but success does come out of it.
Yeah.
I think I present myself and things have gone viral for people's depictions of me, or maybe they want to try and roast me, I guess, if you can call that success. I guess it is success in a strange, backhanded way.
Okay, well, okay. Tell me about the video that has had the most views then.
It's the video that kind of gave me inspiration, to be honest with you. It's a video that gave me a light bulb moment. I said a particular term which caught the imaginations of loads of people, and it was stitched over and over and over again, and kind of became almost a little slogan to a degree.
All right.
And that was, can you be inspired by the night, or is that too poetic? And I think the sheer...
I'm thinking about that all day now.
I think the sheer audacity of me saying that in a serious way was too much for people to handle. So,
okay. All right, awesome. And do you ever think you might touch on your previous work into the type of content that you want to create, or do you think that's kind of a door that's fully closed now?
And no, it's definitely not fully closed.
Yeah.
I would love to bring in, I mean, it's quite specific and niche. The kind of training I had for therapeutic parenting with children with trauma and care, I mean, it's helpful, but bringing it into a Get Ready With Me video, maybe that is a thing, but yeah, I don't know. I'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah. Okay, great. I mean, speaking of the future, do you have a plan for where you might see yourself in the next kind of 5-10 years? I asked Gabby this exact question when I filmed this with her, and she was very specific about her response. It'll be interesting to hear yours.
I literally look each day. Each step that I take is where I'm looking. What's going to happen 20 steps down the line, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that for me is quite a liberating way to live.
Sure.
Expectations go out the window, and I kind of follow my intuition in that way.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I've got to say, that's pretty much word for word what Gabby said.
It is.
Well, yeah. No, she was very much the same, you know, how, especially with kind of her experiences, her background, you know, planning ahead kind of goes out the window a little bit, but, it's refreshing to hear that. I suppose as well, with the changes that you've made in your career, they've been quite drastic, so it's hard to plan too far in advance when you're still waiting for that. I mean, do you have any regrets so far from making that jump in careers?
No, I think walking with regrets is to burden yourself, and it often leads to bitterness. I kind of live with a light sense of hope for the future, and I mean, that's always served me well.
No, fair enough. I always try and live my life without any regrets. So far, I think I'm doing all right, but but we'll see. So, I mean, I've obviously got to know a fair bit about you in the time that we've spent together. So I feel like I know the answer to this, but it would still be great to hear for the listeners and the viewers.
Well,
you know, if I ask you now, what are you most passionate about?
Cool.
What comes to mind?
I guess living my life as an authentic person.
Yeah. I would say helping people based on what our discussions have been. But
I mean,
again,
learning
for you.
I guess when you work out, gosh, it's a loaded question.
Yeah.
I guess I've been looking for meaning in life ever since I've been on the planet. And I found that when you're your authentic self, you stop seeking self-seeking desires, stop trying to amass wealth or power, all these things, and you begin to realize that actually serving other people is where real joy is.
Because
can I get joy from the joy from going out and seeking pleasure through alcohol or sleeping around? It brings temporary pleasure, which is fleeting, and at the end of the day I'm still left unsatisfied. Whereas when you serve another being and really climb into their world and hear about them and you connect with them and attune with them, real joy starts to blossom, which has a spirit to it unlike any other joy that I've ever experienced.
And I guess that's something that, you know, with obviously Gabby and Matty now, you've got that in abundance, in the sense that you're serving them, if you like, as opposed to just yourself, and which you might have been doing in
the past. I guess I take the kind of husband role and a stepfather role.
Yeah.
I mean, being a stepfather and being given that opportunity at this point in my life is an honour. And being able to put into this child and give him love is an honour to me, and it's a serious responsibility.
I love that description, calling it an honor.
Yeah, it really is.
I think that's so lovely, to kind of view it that way as well.
After working with traumatized children that are in care for 4.5 years and watching their broken relationships with their parents, it puts into perspective the real responsibility of having a stepson. So.
Yeah. All right. So we managed to tick off a few things there about what kind of you're most passionate about, which is great. Yeah. Now, one thing I do want to ask as well, if we can discuss specific stories in the presence that we're in now, but got to ask about your tattoos.
Yeah.
What are the inspiration behind some of your favourites? Any particular stories that we can share in this medium?
I mean, the tattoos were more... I got a bit carried away, I must admit, but the tattoos were more... They were. I was on a journey looking for why I was on the planet, and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I was seeking meaning in altered states of consciousness, and then when I'd have moments of awakening from that, I'd inscribe them on my body in stories.
Okay.
That all ended on my back tattoo, but yeah, the story is quite intense.
All right, okay, say no more. and then I also, you know, really keen to ask about your fashion. You obviously dress very well. Your content now that you're creating is around kind of your style and so on. Yeah. Are there any specific style inspiration, style icons that you've got that you kind of, you know, mimic yourself on? Or obviously you're a very unique individual, so I'm not saying you'd copy anyone, but what's that inspiration behind?
I understand. I guess rather than a person, I'm more inspired by times, like the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. I'm more inspired by style back then, and then enmeshing it with certain countercultural modern styles, I guess. But at the end of the day, I'm experimenting and just kind of pushing out there into that world and seeing what happens, so to speak.
Yeah, awesome. I know, again, going back to when I did this with Gabby, she mentioned the 40s and 50s as decades as well.
Yes.
So was that something that you already, or a time period that you were already inspired by, or was that something that Gabby brought out of you?
No. I guess it gets a little bit intense, but I was homeless for a while.
Yeah.
And when you're homeless, you don't really look after your style. You're thinking more about food and shelter. And after I was homeless, I wanted to look at style and present myself as though I was part of society.
Yeah.
And when I started looking, I really, I guess, got into kind of 40s and 50s.
All right.
And that was many years before I met Gabby.
Okay.
And, I guess it's evolved into now.
Yeah, and again, something that I'm sure when you first kind of met and got together, very cool to be able to discuss that kind of thing. And you look incredibly well presented now.
Appreciate it, thank you.
So now, full-time content creator, has there been anything to date that you found really challenging about it, or is every day you wake up and it's a beautiful day and life is good?
No, not at all. I guess looking for my inspiration with my words in certain videos, it takes a while of soul searching before I get to something, and also looking for the certain style of how I present myself has been a challenge. It's definitely something that I need to lend my mind to a lot to kind of prepare and understand. I mean, it's a massive learning process for me.
And I think as well, for people that think about influencers or content creators out there that might not be one themselves, they probably don't think of the creative zone that some people have to get into in order to kind of push out that content and so on. So it'd be interesting, actually, when you first met Gabby, she was obviously already, you know, content creator. Did you have any preconceptions about that?
So I actually, it's a great question. I actually didn't know about content creators.
Okay.
I actually didn't understand or know about it, and it was a whole learning process
but
for
you
me.
Knew about like Facebook, Instagram. And,
I didn't have Instagram. Okay. I didn't use Facebook. Yeah. I didn't have any social media.
Oh, right.
So I was into very different things back then. So when I met her, I had to learn about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, these companies are paying you to portray their items on your page. I was shocked. It was a whole new world for me, actually. Now it seems familiar and normal.
Yeah. And I guess what's nice is, because kind of not knowing about it meant you didn't have any of those preconceptions.
No. So
when Gabby spoke to you about it, probably wasn't with you looking at it with a hat on, whereby it's like, ooh, you know,
yeah,
I get that, or I think it's a bit ridiculous or anything, but it's...
There was no stigma when I met it was all new information,
And amazing to see that journey from not knowing about it now to kind of...
It's quite strange,
today. So in this new world, I don't want to say this new life of yours, because it's the same life and so on, but in the new day-to-day that you have, what is a typical day look like for you at home and beautiful Godalming?
It is stunning here.
Yeah.
I mean, the daily routine would be to get up, eat, and go and use the gym. I enjoy physical exercise. It's a great expression for me. Then I come back and I think about content creation and spending time with my family and expressing kind of, well, experiencing life with Matty as well. Yeah. He's been off school for a while as we've transitioned from house to house. Yeah. So it's been trying to help him read and exploring all of his games with him. So, okay. Yeah.
Amazing. And I bet, you know, because I know that with you and Gabby both being influencers, you get to spend and work from home a lot of the time. I'm sure Matty really enjoys having you both.
He loves that. Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah.
He, I guess he's never seen anything different with Gabby. So yeah. He loves having us around and sharing his life with us.
Yeah,
and it's valuable and rich experience for him as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure with routine as well and everything, it's incredibly important.
Yeah, it works perfectly for him in that way.
All right, well, Josh, look, I mean, I've learned a huge amount from this.
Yeah.
From this walk, and thanks for sharing, you know, some really intimate details about your past and your background. It's been really eye opening.
Yeah, so thank you for the chat. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's been
good. It was lovely meeting you.
Yeah, and you. It's been good to walk together. And for everyone else, you know, listening or watching, be sure to subscribe. You know, for more Echo Walks podcasts just like this one. Thanks.